Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 243 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. The Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy is a T20 competition that is played in India. It started on the 16th of October and the final was held on 6th November. The tournament was a part of the 2023-24 Indian domestic cricket season, and we saw a very exciting one this time around. This episode will focus on the summary, takeaways, major talking points, and a lot more from this tournament. Joining us on the podcast for the discussion, we have Varun Giri. He is an ardent cricket fan who follows domestic cricket passionately. Follow him on Twitter for more. Without further ado, let's get started. Hi Varun, welcome to Never on the Back Foot podcast. It's an absolute honor to host you here because, you know, I've been following your tweets of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy through the tournament and it's been quite insightful. So really looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much, Neha. It's good to be here on this podcast, especially because it's going to be about domestic cricket. So, yeah.
Right. So to just kickstart our discussion, now, how excited were you for the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy? And for how long have you been following the tournament?
I met this time was very exciting. So many international players were playing. And also compared to last year, this time we have more matches that we could watch live. So yeah, it was good time. Since last 3-4 years, I have been following domestic cricket very closely. Before that, I used to watch our international matches. But SMET is one of those tournaments where most of the players, India players play. So I'm very interested in SMET as always.
Fair enough. And now the tournament, of course, is, you know, divided into 5 elite groups. We had 8 teams in groups A, B, and C, and we had 7 teams in groups D and E. So at the start, who had you predicted would actually make it to the quarterfinals, and did your predictions come true?
Yeah, one team I thought Tamil Nadu would qualify, but disappointed with their performance. Punjab and UP, I thought they would make it to the knockout stage because they have very good teams. If you see Punjab, they have almost all the players of Punjab play for some IPL teams. And UP this time was very good with Sameer and Rinku Singh playing. So Tamil Nadu, I thought they would qualify for the knockout stage, but they disappointed. Tamil Nadu not doing well in this SMET region. Maybe Washington Sundar was the main player and his performance was disappointing. And also, Varun Chakravarti was good, but Natarajan was not that well. And also, they got Kuldeep Sen, but Kuldeep Sen this time could not do much for them.
Certainly. I mean, this season, we got to see a lot of surprise results like that. But let's start off with Group A, right? So what were some of your favorite matches here and whose performances stood out for you?
From Group A, I think Mumbai and Baroda are the two teams which qualified for the knockout stages. So they both have equal points, I think. So there's one match between Hyderabad and Baroda that was very interesting because Hyderabad scored 187 runs and chasing 188 to win. Baroda were some 54, I think, in 7 overs. And then Krunal Pandya played a very good inning and Vishnu Solanki with him and they managed to win that match. So that was the very most important match in the context of knockout also and something where Baroda was not close to win that match, but they managed to win. Yeah, it was a good match. Group A, I think another match I remember, that was me versus Mizoram and Jammu Kashmir. Okay. So compared to J&K, Mizoram was a very weak team, but they were almost winning that match. Mizoram, I think, J&K scored 153 and chasing 154 to win. Mizoram failed to win it by 7 runs only. There is a player, Agni Chopra. Agni Chopra is, I think, the son of Viru Vinod Chopra, the Bollywood director. He scored 76 runs off 45 balls. and he almost took there, at the end he failed to do that.
Right. And even from Group B, did you have favorite matches and any performances that particularly stood out for you?
Group B, Assam was there in Group B, and almost all the matches Assam played. Riyan Parag was the main player,
Yes.
and in all the matches we are close matches. If you see versus Kerala and versus Bihar versus Odisha, all the close matches Assam played. Bihar especially, Assam scored 200 runs, and Bihar almost chased that down. They Assam won that match by 5 runs, I think. And that was Riyan Parag who changed the match. Chasing 201 to win, Bihar at the moment, at the end of 15 overs, were 154 for one. And they needed just 46 runs to win in last 5 overs. Then Riyan Parag came in 16th over, and he took 2 wickets, wicket of both set batters, and changed the match.
Definitely, he's been quite an eye-opener, right? This season with his performances. And there are reports that he might make it into that Indian squad for the Australia tour. So what are your thoughts on that, considering in the context of this tournament and his performances?
Riyan Parag, I thought Riyan Parag should have been man of the tournament, but it was Abhishek Sharma, because Punjab also Abhishek, they gave it to Abhishek. Riyan Parag should play, but some people can say he should perform at IPL stage first. That is also right, but the performance in SMET this season was something like Virat Kohli did in IPL 2016. It's not IPL level stage, but his performance was extraordinary.
Certainly. And moving on to Group C now. Again, did you have any favorite matches and performances that stood out for you?
Group C, Punjab was the strongest team in this group. So Punjab lost just one match in the whole tournament, and that was versus Saurashtra. Saurashtra scored 211, and Punjab could not chase it. They could score 174 or 75. So that match is interesting, because that was the only match Punjab lost in the tournament. And also we have one match, Railways versus Goa. Goa was chasing 200 to win, and they managed to win that with the performance of a number 9 batsman, Dipraj Goenkar. He scored 50 off 21 or 22 balls. I think Mohit Redkar was good. He's an off spinner and all rounder. He can be playing IPL next season.
Oh yeah, definitely another shining star to look out for. And now when we look at Group D, what were some of your favorite matches and performances that stay close?
Yeah, from Group D, Vidarbha and Bengal qualified for the knockout stages. So Jharkhand versus Uttarakhand match was a tie. And in super over, Jharkhand won, so that was a good match. Rohan Kunal Chandela scored for Uttarakhand, and Virat Singh has played IPL also for Sunrisers, but for some time he was out of form, and now he's scoring runs for Jharkhand, so he's a good player. Bengal versus Jharkhand match was also interesting. At the end, Bengal win by 4 runs, but in that match, Anukul Roy was playing, and on the second ball of the last over, Anukul Roy got out, and it was Ishan Porel who bowled last over and bowled well.
Definitely. And even as we look at Group E, did you have any favorite matches and performances that stood out for you?
Yeah, from Group E, I remember this one match versus Tamil Nadu and Delhi. Tamil Nadu lost that match one-sided. That was the match which changed the. I think Tamil Nadu lost the way from that match. They could have qualified for the knockout stage if they would manage to win that match, but they could not do that. Priyansh Arya is the one player from Delhi, and he really attacked from ball one. Washington Sundar or Varun Chakravarti, everyone he attacked, and they could not recover from that match. They lost Tamil Nadu, they lost to MP after that match, and finally they could not qualify.
Right. And now, let's move on to the preliminary quarterfinals. So, what were some of your major takeaways and talking points from these matches?
So from pre-quarter final, it was Gujarat versus UP and Bengal versus Assam. So Bengal won that. Bengal could not own. Assam won that match very comfortably. Or Gujarat versus UP, it was UP that won that match. So nothing to say. But Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Nitish Rana played well in that match.
Right, and let's move on to the quarterfinals. So again, any major takeaways and talking points from here?
Quarter final was interesting, Kerala versus Assam, because before that Assam was winning the matches only because of Riyan Parakh performance. But this one player Sumit, he is not originally from Assam. He played an extraordinary innings of 75 runs and Assam won that match. Again,
Wow.
Dilli versus Vidarbha match was very interesting because Anuj Rawat was scoring runs, some 30-40 runs in most of the matches, but he was not scoring runs that quickly. In quarter final, he played important inning of 68, and Umesh Yadav also took 4 wickets for Vidarbha, but at the end, Vidarbha lost and Delhi won that match.
Right. And the semi-finals, did you have any major observations or takeaways?
From semi-final, Punjab match was with Delhi, and that match was very interesting because Ayush Bhadauni was hitting very well and Asdeep Singh was finding it difficult to bowl against him. He was just bowling wide and outside the off stump, and he was nervous, I think. But when Punjab came to bat, Abhishek Sharma and Mandeep Singh, they scored runs and Punjab won. Assam versus Baroda match, Baroda won it. They said Ninad Rathwa, they opened within semis and final also. So Ninad Rathwa scored in semi-final. He gave quick start, and that was very important for Baroda. Ninad Rathwa is a left-arm spinner. He was very economical and was bowling mainly in last test match. But this time around, he batted and he did not bowl. He bowled some 1 or 2 overs in semi-final and final. He did not bowl much, but he opened the inning.
Right, and considering we had such exciting like preliminary quarterfinals, the quarterfinals and semi-finals, how much were you looking forward to the finals? Because the manner in which Punjab won in that high-scoring match certainly set the tone for the rest of the tournament as well, and it was quite a fitting conclusion, right?
Yeah, versus Punjab, final was Punjab versus Baroda. I think Punjab was always favorite to win that match. At the end, if we see, the margin of win was not that much, but it was Punjab was always winning that match. At some point, we felt Vishnu Solanki could do it, but it was always a matter of 1 wicket. And Punjab, the way Anmol Preet and Nihal Vadhera played, it was
So, I
very
mean,
amazing to see.
yeah, and even through the tournament, who are some of your favorite like top performers who impressed you and could even potentially bag an IPL contract or even get selected for the upcoming Australia T20 series?
Yeah, for Australia T20 series, I have two players. I think they should play. They can play. First is Suyash Sharma, and second one is Riyan Parakh.
Okay.
Suyash was just unplayable in some of the matches, and for mystery spinners, I think we should play him as early as we can. We don't need to give him more seasons like batsmen.
Recommendations that you have in mind that the BCCI can actually implement because we see right how the ECB did it with the 100 Vitality Blast or even how the New Zealand Cricket Board did it with the Super Smash with respect to televising and advertising. So do you think the BCCI can do something more for the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy as well?
Yeah, before that, I would like to add something about players who can get IPL contracts.
Sure.
there is a list of players who can get IPL contract. I will say Samir Rizvi, Bipin Saurabh, Rohan Kunnumal, I don't know, he already had an IPL contract or not. Kumar Kusagra, Manoj Uthal, Shams Mulani, Tanush Kotiyan. I'm hopeful about Tanush Kotiyan getting an IPL contract, and Bipin Saurabh also. Bipin Saurabh is from Bihar. There are some openers who gave really quick start. They could not score very much runs, but they gave quick start that was needed in T20. So Atharv Tayade, Tarang Guhal, Urvil Patel, Hardik Desai, these are the players who played with T20 intent from the ball one they were hitting. Also Priyansh Arya. Priyansh Arya is the one player who is most likely to get an IPL contract. He played from Delhi and he was hitting main bowlers like Umesh Yadav, Washington Sundar, Varun Chakravarti. He was targeting all of the reputed bowlers. So that's why he and there is one player, Ashutosh Sharma. He changed the team. He played for Railway this time around, and he scored at runs at very good strike rate. Apart from that, there is Manvant Kumar of Karnataka. He didn't play in S match, but his performance was very good in Karnataka Premier League, so he can get an IPL contract. And another, if we talk about pace bowling all rounders, Atit Seth was good. Ravi Teja was the highest wicket taker. He is also an all rounder, and Atit Seth was also some third or fourth highest wicket taker. He also scored runs. So good time. He can get an IPL contract, I think.
Definitely.
Shubham Dubey was also good. Shubham Dubey of Vidarbha. He was scoring runs at very good strike rate. These are some players.
Definitely. I think this is a lovely roster of players that even franchises and talent scouts would be looking out to. And as we reach the end of our discussion, do you have any suggestions that the BCCI can actually do to amp up the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy? Now, we've seen how the English Cricket Board has done it with the 100 and even the Vitality Blast, and the New Zealand Cricket Association has done it with the Super Smash, right? With respect to televising, advertising, and stuff. So, for the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy, anything more can be done?
Yeah, first thing they can do is making production quality better. Even Pakistan Cup has better quality, so it will be a good experience for viewers. And also regarding match results, there were some replays and for clear catch. And even in DRS, it was not clear that this would be out or not. So that would be very good if they can make production quality better.
And how would you assess the umpiring quality through the tournament, considering you've watched all the matches?
Yeah, umpiring was good, I think. With some of the exceptions, it was good.
Right. And yeah, that pretty much does conclude our discussion. Thank you so much, Varun, for joining me on the podcast today and sharing some remarkable insights of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. For a lot of us, who weren't able to follow the matches live, following accounts like yours on Twitter really helped us keep up to date with what was happening. And thank you so much for that. Here's hoping we can have you back on the podcast. And until next time, stay safe and take care. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverInTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverInTheBackOne on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content, and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters, and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Never on the Backfoot is also now on YouTube, so make sure to press the subscribe button and follow our content there as well. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.